Good morning, good evening, good day, buenos noches, buenas tardes, whatever time of day you're listening. Hi, my name is Nicole and welcome to Mom's Attic, where today we're asking the question, is it trendy to be out and gay? Are people just coming out to get that clout? Let's explore that, shall we? The year is 2021 and the BAFTA goes to Lesbian Thirst Traps on TikTok! Okay, so in a world full of social media and a place where people are feeling more and more comfortable and sharing their stories and being open and being their authentic self, is it trendy to be a part of the LGBTQ plus community? I'm going to say no. I just think the world is more open these days. It's all rainbows and butterflies. Okay, that's a joke. It's not all rainbows and butterflies. But we've come a long way since things like, you know, Stonewall, where people had to riot to have the right to be who they were. So even now, looking back on my childhood, I'm 32 years old. The thought of coming out when I was 15 and I was like, oh, I'm not like all these other boys and girls. I fancy women. The thought of coming out would send shivers down my spine. I would rather live in the Amityville horror house than come out at 15. I was so scared. You know, where being gay was a slur, you know. Oh, you're so gay. Oh, you're so gay. You know, you're like, well, I'm not going to come out and say I'm fucking gay now, huh? Looking back on it now, I obviously had nothing to fear. My family, my friends accept me for who I am. And they all say the same thing. We knew before you did. I'm like, no, bitch. I was loving on Buffy the Vampire Slayer for a long old time. Trust me. There was a reason I had a poster above my bed, I'm just saying. So, I honestly think today we've come a long, long way from all the hate and the anger, the fear of difference. And I think that is why lesbian TikTok is a popping online. And why a lot of people are joining and a lot of people are a lot more willing to come out of the closet, especially young ages. Like, I made a TikTok once and there was like an 8-year-old. She was like, yeah, I'm a lesbian too. I was like, whoa. I didn't, at 8 years old, I was like putting PVC glue on my hand and peeling it off, pretending I had fucking leprosy. I wasn't thinking, yeah, I'm gonna come out today. I'm gonna come out by my girlfriend today. Bold. These kids are coming out and like they're being raised in a way where they're so empowered, they've got no fear about being who they are, and you love to see it. So with this empowerment and growth, it's a great thing on one sense, but what you've got then is influence of social media. Now on social media right now, being LGBTQ plus, it's trendy, and I don't like to say that lightly, but I think it's causing more children and teenagers to think, well, I'm bisexual, because they see bisexuals or lesbians and gays online killing it. Absolutely crushing it. They're making millions on freaking YouTube, and they think, well, I want a bit of that clout, so I'm going to come out and I'm going to... The problem we're going to have in a few years' time is people are going to be so fucking confused about what they want and who they are. And that scares me because I've been in that situation. I've been there. It's a dangerous place to be. And I don't want any children to feel like the being straight is bad, because you can be straight and you can have an amazing career and you can be a great person. You can be a lesbian and you can have a great career and you can be a good person. You can be gay, you can be trans, and you get what I'm saying. I just don't want to see a world where people are influenced by what's going on social media, because we're going to lose that authentic social media that we had in the beginning, like the Casey Neistats. So I dug up a few articles. I just typed in, you know, all these different things. But what really got it started was an article that I found from an Australian politician. I can't do an Australian accent. His name is Bob Carter. Now, Bob is a bit of a dinosaur. He's 73 years old. And he said, and I quote, "Being gay is a fashion trend. In my whole life up until I was 50, I had never seen nor heard of a homosexual person." Well, Bob, let's dissect this, shall we? I'm 32. So Bob is 73. Let me just work this out because I'm not good at maths. So 73, take away 32. Bob was 41 then. Okay, so probably around about the time where people were starting to get fed up of being persecuted against Bob. You know, Stonewall, where people actually died for the right to be who they fucking are. This is the problem with the world. We have dinosaurs leading the charge on different things like, should gay marriage be legal? Should women be allowed to have abortions? Fuck off, Bob. People like you just need to fucking leave. Shut up. You've had your time in the fucking sunshine. Fuck off and enjoy retirement. Absolute dickhead. I was 50 when I first saw a gay guy. Yeah, because before that, he probably would have been fucking lynched for coming out. Asshole. Sorry, Bob. Tiger got out of the cage there. It just really annoys me when there's old people out there who are in denial. Like, my grandfather is 90 this year and he is coming to my wedding when it finally happens because it's been postponed to next year. It just gives Sarah another chance to leave me and I just can't have that. This is time that I need to lock it in. I need to lock her in. She's gonna leave me when she finds out how much of a dickhead I am. So, but honestly, my grandfather is nearly 90. He is a man's man. You know, he grew up doing, he was in the war. And even he can accept me for who I am. And just said, you know, it's a different time. Things have changed since my day. And that's the way you should look at it. Things are always gonna change. You know, like transgender wasn't a thing when I was young. But now it's a much easier, you know, you've got people like women like Caitlyn coming out and saying, you know, I've suffered for all my life with this. I needed to be a woman and now she finally is and it's amazing. And that's because the world is changing and becoming more accepting of just who people are and not judging people so much, so harshly for things that, it's out of everyone's control. People are born this way. And that leads me on to the next thing. I did just read something saying that actually there are a lot of gay people who are not being born this way. They're just being what they see is trendy on the internet, which is what this whole podcast is supposed to be about. But I go off on a tangent, okay? If you're going to listen to me and you're going to stick around, just know that we're going to talk about other stuff as well. Jeez, come on. I'm a chatty Cathy. That's why I started a podcast. So, yeah, there's so many different things online. It's really hard because you can go down rabbit hole and you can keep Googling stuff and reading different articles. But for me, it just makes me wound really tight. It makes me so angry because a lot of it is judgmental. And it doesn't need to be judgmental. Like, I'm not trying to be judgmental on here. I just want everyone to live their authentic self because I know how unhealthy it is not to do that. I've been in a dark place before where like I said at the beginning of this episode, I wasn't okay with being gay in the beginning. I wasn't okay with coming out to my family and friends. I was petrified of doing those things. Then it got to a really dark place. And I've always said to Sarah, if I probably hadn't met Sarah, I probably wouldn't be here today. And that's the honest to God truth. listen, well, when all is said and done, I'm just happy that we now live in a world where it's acceptable to be whoever you want to be. Like, you know, I watch RuPaul's Drag Race and I just think how amazing, you know, their individuality is. And that's life in general. We are all individuals. We are all on a spectrum. None of us are the same. None of us are going to be in the same wavelength as anyone else. And the fact that the world is starting to get behind that. But what I will say is over the last 4 years in America, what I've learned is it doesn't take a lot to tip the scales backwards. Because as soon as Trump was voted in, it was like, oh, we can be white supremacists again. And no, like, hold people accountable. We need to be doing it more. Hold people accountable for their actions. And governments, companies, they all need to be doing that and backing everyone. Not just us, not just LGBTQ plus, straight, you know, everyone. We all deserve the same rights in this life. That's all we deserve, is the same opportunities and rights as others. Because this is my first podcast, I thought I'd introduce myself. Obviously, at the end of the podcast, makes sense, right? You don't introduce yourself first. No, stupid. My name, like I said in the beginning, is Nicole, and I am from Wales in the UK, South Wales. Big up, South Wales. And you may notice that I don't sound Welsh. That's because I've had a lot of voice training and... Oh, my mic just slipped. Okay, we're okay. We're good. I've had a lot of voice training because I've worked in many call centers. And I put on a lot of different voices. I apologize in advance. It's a coping mechanism, I've been told. It drives Sarah crazy, but you'll get used to it if you stick around. You know, I'm kind of endearing and nice. I'm a nice person. I try to be a good person. But I do swear a lot. So that's what you've got to look forward to in Mom's Attic. Now, when I was thinking about doing this, I was like, I'm going to call it Mom's Attic. And everyone's like, why? Because I spent most of my life in denial about who I was in my mother's attic. So, fitting name. And I'm hopeful that one day this is going to turn into like a video channel as well. So, podcast and video on YouTube. So, fingers crossed I can like set up a really cool studio in my mom's attic and then it'd just be perfect. What other thing? Oh, I have a dog named Joey. You might hear him bark from time to time and me screaming at him to shut the fuck up because he's crazy and he loves to bark. Not because I'm abusive. I love him to bits. He's my son. And I'm trying to think. Interesting to tell you guys? Probably not. My life's a bit boring right now. Just like you, we've been sort of just staying in. I've been doing a lot of walking up the mountain. That's been great. Other than that, I really don't have much to say. I love donuts. I really am quite a boring person, but I've had a lot of life experience that I'm hoping that I can share with you guys. And also, over the next year, I'm going to be planning my wedding to Sarah, which was supposed to be this year, but has been postponed because of coronavirus. So stay tuned for a podcast on that because it's quite interesting. Two women trying to, like, do their ideal wedding. Plan the ideal wedding is quite hard because we've both got different views on what we think is the perfect wedding. We clash a lot. But I love her. She's great. I don't know why you're listening to this on. It could be Spotify, Apple. I use the Anchor app to actually record this podcast. So if you are using the Anchor app, feel free to send me questions. And I'm going to incorporate your questions and answers and everything onto this podcast eventually. This is just a spare of the moment podcast. I was just there. I seen my equipment and I was like, do you know what? I'm feeling motivated today, I'm gonna do it. And so I did it. It's a short one, I'm really sorry. And I'm gonna be more prepared for the next one, I promise. But this is gonna be just a mixture of different stuff. Talking about life, being a lesbian, talking about things that I love, TV, movies, scary shit like ghosts, and just general life and keeping up with everything in the world. So I don't know how you support me on any of these podcast listening devices, but if you could, just make sure you subscribe and followed, because your support will help me grow. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next week, hopefully with a schedule and a plan. I promise. I'll be more organized. I promise. Come back, please. Yeah, speak to you next time. Bye.